Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. Hello and welcome to another, well, very special edition actually of
Fingers on Buzzers.
With an incredibly special, goodness me, an incredibly special.
Well, you said it
whatever
was special.
That was.
It was very special.
That was incredibly special.
Rendition of our name.
This has got a Christmas theme, as that absolutely did. I mean, that was like the sound of Santa Claus being tortured.
Like Peter Cook doing Now Is the Winter for Just Concerned.
It was a little bit. It was. Good Lord. Yes. So what we're going to do today is we are going to preview a couple of Christmas quiz books that you might like to buy.
Some publications.
Yes. And we're also going to have another listener quiz.
Two
listener quizzes. And we're also going to have two listener
Good
quizzes.
Lord.
Which we always enjoy. So let's get on with it. So, Jen, are you ready for a listener quiz?
Always. Well, not always, no. But I am now.
Not what, like when you're in the shower or...
Yeah, I'd rather not. Yeah.
If a listener popped in with a quiz, you'd probably say no thank you. But right now...
Say a bit more strongly than that.
Sat here, we are ready. And Amanda, our esteemed producer, will let us know who, what, why and where this listener quiz is.
Yes, I've got a listener quiz from a gentleman who provided us a few weeks ago with part one of a quiz. That we said that we were going to come back to part two because it was a nice lengthy quiz. And I do like those because it does mean we've got content for more than one show. So thank you very much, Peter Spencer.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but we were sat around this very table and...
So I won't remember then.
We won't remember. I can barely remember what I've just said. So it's the Eurovision part two.
Yes!
Because very before good. He did the quiz on who said whether it was Wogan or whether
Norton.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is it's not really appropriate time-wise because Eurovision's in May and this is November.
But then it's between Eurovisions, which is nice. It keeps the Eurovision flame alive.
It's halfway, equidistant between.
What is the period between Eurovisions called? There must be a term for it. Please write in Eurovision stance.
the Interkampen or something, you know.
Oh, I love that.
Well, okay. Well, let's get on with the Interkampen quiz. So this is more of a general knowledge quiz about...
Great.
Wonderful.
About the contest, which is fabulous. So what your buzz is going to be...
Making your mind up.
Love it. Love it.
Well, I don't know why I'm singing it like that.
That's how they sang it.
Can I be congratulations?
Oh, oh, lovely.
Great.
Well, poor Cliff. He didn't win, did he?
No, but I mean,
it's
he
a
was
wonderful.
Robbed,
so. We all remember it.
Yeah. He's the real winner in his career, isn't he?
Let's be honest. Yeah. Overall, he'll defeat us all.
Yeah.
My husband has taken to, because I did not know this, but apparently Cliff Richard only eats once a day. Like a crocodile.
Oh, is it the warrior diet?
I don't know, but my husband the other day, he said, oh, we had a big lunch. He went, oh, that'll be my Cliff Richard.
It's now the Cliff Richard diet. Yeah.
And that's what it is. He's like, oh, that'll be my Cliff Richard. I won't eat again today.
Des O'Connor also only ate once a day.
Yeah, they say that it's the warrior diet. You've got a very specific short period each day to eat as much as you want. Like an hour. Yeah, no, literally. And then that's it. It sounds awful.
It sounds awful, yeah. But it did Des O'Connor well. I mean, you know,
he did all right.
He did a good inning. So, yeah, maybe.
Fair play, mate. Fair play.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
I find that incredibly boring.
Okay, well, when we're not eating, we're quizzing. And here we go. Okay. Question number one. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to get this one, Lucy. I don't know. I've just got a good feeling for you for this. What is the name of the Italian song competition that was the original Eurovision Song Contest that... Sorry, can I start that again? I fucked that up. What is the name of the Italian song competition that the original Eurovision Song Contest is based on?
Oh, I know this somewhere.
Congratulations.
There she goes.
I'm going to try and attempt some Italian. So, canto... De Stella or something like that.
Oh,
like,
that sounds good though.
Nil point. Nil point. Jenny, do you want to have a
Feste de cantata? that was so Italian.
Canto delle Stella.
It's more Latin than anything.
Well, it doesn't have a Latin name. The name is very much in the English.
Oh.
So it's the San Remo Music Festival.
Oh yes, it is.
Yes. Didn't you do the San... Didn't you, Lucy, didn't you and your family, weren't you not the San Remo...
No, we were San Marino.
Oh, San Marino, which is
different. But that's right. I think San Remo is still going.
There you go. Well, very good question. Well done.
Yep.
Okay, you foxed us.
Right, this is... Okay, here we go. Question number two. How might the Icelandic entry at the 2006 contest, Sylvia Knight, have upset viewers in Sweden, Finland and the Netherlands? It's a very long... I'd be amazed if you got the nuances of this answer, but...
Ooh. Now, so is it a mistranslation or is it a translation? Or...
It was a purposeful translation. No? Did she wear something?
No.
No?
Ooh.
Did she...
Was her song called
Swedes, Finns, and
Norwegians?
No.
Swedes, Finns, and Norwegians are all idiots, and I hate them. Was that the name of the song? Give us a clue.
Okay, it's not what the song was. It's not based on the performance, but it's based on things after the performance and around the competition and
She's Icelandic.
Did she kickstart Icelandic independence?
I mean, I wouldn't have put it past her after reading what the answer is. But yeah, it's a...
She did a tour of Finland and she went on
she
tour.
She did not get that far.
She's been banned from those countries.
Oh, she slagged off their entrance. She said they were all awful.
The country.
She slagged
the government.
Off. You're right, Lucy. She basically slagged off. And I've got the quotes here.
Yes.
So,
come on, Sylvia.
So after she didn't make it to the final, she yelled at journalists. I'm not going to attempt any kind of accent
don't.
Guys. All right?
Just pretend you're Bjork. Do it in a Bjork.
Exactly. But I think I'd last two words.
That was good.
I could channel Bjork at the airport, but no. Here we go. You vote some ugly people from Finland and don't even have real makeup artists, and you don't vote for me because I'm not a slut from Holland and I'm not an ugly fucking old bitch from Sweden.
Oh my gosh!
She'd also accused the Swedish entry of sleeping with the head of the EBU earlier. Now, Sylvia was actually a satirical character played by an Icelandic comedian, Augusta Eva.
Ah, fair enough.
Right. bear with me while I pronounce this, the surname, Augusta Eva Erlandsdottir.
Yeah. The Erlandsdottir.
Erlandsdottir, yes. So, but I still think as a comedian, that's still pretty close to the bone.
No, I appreciate it. She should have just gone in on every single entry, though.
A slut from Holland.
A slut from Holland. We all aspire to be a slut from Holland, let's be honest.
We do. Absolutely. Ah, that's great. I had no idea, but
go on,
I love
Sylvia.
That.
Okay, question number three. ABBA won the contest in 1974 when it was held in Brighton.
True.
Which singer represented the UK in that year's contest?
Ooh, that's such a good question.
Yes.
Right, so 1974, so it's post-Sandy Shaw.
Yes,
she was 60.
It is.
It is probably... It's someone we've heard of, is it, Amanda?
Very much so.
Holy moly, okay. Wait, it wasn't Cliff again? Maybe Cliff again?
Was not Cliff.
No. He was 60s.
Yeah, so the 70s, early 70s. I mean, Brotherhood of Man, obviously they won
it. No, I think they only did it the once and won it. Not Lulu. Lulu was Boom Banga Bang, wasn't she? That was 60s.
Do you want a clue?
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet. I think we could probably try and puzzle it out a bit further.
Lindsay DePaul.
Nice guess, but no.
She did do it, though.
Yeah.
I like Lindsay
some
DePaul.
Sort of Mike Batt vehicle of like the one.
Is it a band?
It's not a band.
Solo.
Male or female?
Female.
Oh, like, okay, this is good.
I really should know this, but...
Petula Clark was earlier.
Too much drink has been taken at this point. Or not enough for Eurovision.
So, 74.
Someone who was at the end of their career or pre-power.
I would say pre-power, pre-full power, and also not from the UK.
Oh, interesting.
We should know this then.
I was surprised.
Like Katrina of Katrina and the Waves. It was,
but
like
not Katrina.
Someone,
no, that was
not.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing if she'd done that in the...
she'd done the double.
Done the double. Go on, give us a clue.
What country they're from?
It's from Australia.
Olivia Newton-John.
Of course it was.
Yes. We knew that.
I feel really bad for not saying
we
that.
We
did. Right
we knew
away.
That deep in our bones.
What song was that then? What did she sing?
I can't remember.
No, I don't know. But I knew she'd done it, but I wouldn't know. Shall I Google it?
Yeah. Google it. But it's 74, even she still felt like she was like a teenager in 77 when she was doing Grease.
Exactly.
So it just felt wrong, but she'd been around a long time.
She was 32 or something when she did Grease.
Nobody in Grease was under about 50.
No,
really.
I mean.
So Olivia Newton-John, Long Live Love.
Long Live Love.
Of course it was. Oh, God, she was so beautiful. I mean, she is so beautiful.
She is. She's stunning, isn't she? I'm gonna have to play. Obviously, this won't make the edit, but I'll play a little bit. Long Live Love. Oh well, Sandy Shaw did do it.
Yes.
According to this.
Maybe your long, long live love. No.
I can't find the Olivia Newton-John version on here.
La, 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 la. I say to myself each night, "Baby, your long, long live love."
Oh,
it's not. Yeah, it's not. It's not coming up as it's. The Olivia Newton-John version is not on Spotify.
Wow, okay.
Which is wild, isn't it? It'll be
we
on YouTube.
We meet every night at 8, and I don't get home till 8, and I say to myself each day, baby, your long, long live love. It goes like that, I think, roughly.
Should have won.
I should have won.
You should have won.
next year.
Fingers on buzzers.
Oh,
okay. Entry for Eurovision 2022.
This isn't it. This is an advert. Here we go. Look at
her
little frock there.
Oh.
Oh no, it's not the same one.
No.
It's nowhere near as good as that one.
Oh no.
No wonder it didn't win.
No.
Dog shit.
Absolutely.
Caring.
No.
Yeah, no wonder you didn't win, Liv.
No.
Sorry, babe. Yeah, the Sandy Shaw one's much better. Very catchy.
Yeah.
Right, well.
Given that you can still remember.
I can actually remember the words. That has gone immediately out of my head.
Okay, next question. Since 2002, each contest has had a slogan.
Yeah.
Which of the following is not a slogan that has been used? Confluence of sound. Come together. All aboard. Hot, cool, yours. Magical rendezvous or hashtag join us.
I'm going to go for the third one.
Which was all aboard?
All aboard. I don't think all aboard. That's
the love boat, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's all the groovy train.
Yeah. Get on board the groovy train. That's my guess anyway.
I think the first one, confluence of sound.
No, that sounds very Eurovision. That sounds like someone's gone several times through Google Translate.
Okay. Well, the answer actually is hot, cool, yours.
Oh, that sounds very
which
Eurovision.
Which is actually the motto of the 2014 Winter Olympics.
Why it sounded familiar.
So they really did hot, use cool, hashtag yours. Join us.
Yeah.
That actually was okay.
All yeah, right. yeah. I feel like I remember that.
And all aboard.
All aboard.
Wow. I would like sound. To know which Eurovision that was. I'm going to have to Google it right now just to be sure.
And we
it
have...
better be somewhere with a port or just the, on a. Was it ever held just on a boat?
Oh, now there's an idea.
Just a micronation. Yeah. This yacht.
Tuvalu. I'm addicted to watching Below Deck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, anything set on board a yacht, I'm well up for. So, okay, final question for this listener quiz of the episode. We've got another one later.
We've done terribly, yeah. terribly so far.
So, I really hope you get this one because it's going to be difficult for me to pronounce the answer. Anyway, but I don't think you will get it. So, what is the name of the song selection process in Sweden?
Which... Making your mind up. That's not my answer.
Jenny, is that your buzzer?
Yes, it's my buzzer. It's something that's like Melodifest or Melodifesten. Or...
Melodifestelarven.
That's the one.
Yes,
I was nearly
mate.
There.
Nice.
Yes.
Very good.
I got that from my Eurovision obsessed friends who actually watch all of it.
They're all from of the that, qualifying shows.
All of the qualifying in Sweden.
That is amazing. That is dedication. I have to say that thanks to our listener for sending in these Eurovision questions because it has exposed me as somebody who's very ignorant about Eurovision. But
We're frauds. Basically.
I seek to learn.
But we love Eurovision so it's brought us joy. We love it.
We have loved it, and I only get to love it more every year. So thank you very much to our listener who was.
It is Peter Spencer.
Thank you, Peter, for reigniting our love of Eurovision.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Now, Jen, in the lead up to Christmas, mm-hmm. obviously we all turn our minds to Christmas quizzing. And to aid us in that, we have decided to review or look at some books and publications to do with quizzing.
Wonderful. Yes. Yes.
So,
because it's a classic gift for any quiz enthusiast or... Mm-hmm. I mean, it can be quite a neutral gift. Even if you don't know somebody's into quizzing, a quiz book can unite the room, can't it? Or yes. divide them if it gets that aggressive. But hopefully it's an activity everyone can do together. It's a good gift.
It is a good gift. And I was lucky enough to be sent a book by David Gentle called The Ministry of Quizzes.
Oh, looks very official.
It's very good. And what I love about this book is it's 200 quizzes and puzzles to test your wits.
Oh, I like a puzzle as well.
Yes. And I think that what is nice about this is if you are in a family where people don't like a classic kind of, you know, trivia quiz, but they like to have a brain teaser or a puzzle.
Yeah.
Then they would enjoy this. So I'm going to share with you, Jen.
Oh, please do.
Because what's nice about these, so they're all sort of formatted in different ways. They're not just normal quiz questions. So you get, sometimes you get a question with a choice of four answers, or you get a question where you have loads of things that have something in common. Or just you have to list, like, most popular pub names. Oh, to list the 10 most popular pub names in the UK.
Oh, that's a good team pursuit. The whole room could get behind
Yes,
that.
And you earn points for more obscure answers and you lose points for incorrect answers. Would you like to do that one? Would you like to do the most popular pub names?
Red Lion is the top, isn't it?
It Red has traditionally been.
Is it still the top?
Let me find out. Hang on. I'm just turning to the back of the book. It's quite good as well because it very clearly lists where all the answers are.
Good. So that is a downfall.
Red Lion, it is, yes.
The King's Arms. Is that in there?
King's Arms is in there, yes.
Oh, I'm pleased about it. Okay. The Bay Horse.
No, not the Bay Horse.
The Grey
but
Horse.
There is a colour. No, not the
Black
gray,
Horse.
Not the Black.
The White Horse.
The White Horse. You get 3 points for that because that is a difficult one.
Yep. Oh, lovely.
There was a pub that I used to go to in Croydon.
Oh, yeah. No, that doesn't help.
The pub I used to go to in Croydon, very rough pub, which was at the top of Surrey Street.
Nelson.
No, it was the name of a mode of sea transport.
The ship.
The ship, yeah.
Yes,
you get 4 points for
the
that.
The castle. Is there a castle in there?
There's not, but there is the King's Arms.
Yeah.
And there is something that a king might put on their head.
The crown.
The crown, 2 points. The White Hart is in there as well. I'll give you that one.
It's a lot of royal symbols, aren't there? The royal oak.
There's another one, as well as the ship, there is another one to do with modes of transport. It's a pub that you might get at Swiss Station.
The railway.
The railway.
Of course. Every town's got a railway, haven't they?
I think as well as getting points for guessing these, you should get points for the number of times you've drunk in a pub of that name. I would be doing very well. This was the name of a pub. Well, this was a pub that was near the old ground for Wimbledon FC. Something Lane.
Oh, my goodness. I blanked now.
A piece of farming equipment. Could be pulled by a horse.
Plow?
The plow, yeah.
Of course the plow.
And then your final one, and this is worth 5 points. This has a royal connection as well. It's an animal with a royal connection.
Oh, the corgi.
Yeah, I'm going for a couple of swift halves down the corgi tonight, actually, mate. Yeah.
Oh, my God, please. See you down somebody the, open a pub the called snag the corgi. Of the corgi. Oh, the Queen's corgi.
It's not the corgi.
An animal with a royal stag?
Nope.
Is it a regal animal or is it?
It's an animal what the Queen owns. All of them.
The swan!
Yes, the swan. Of 5 points for the swan. See, so that is the kind of thing you get in the Ministry of
That's
Quizzes.
That's nice. You can gather the family round for that one. That's lovely, that.
So there are some there are some very nice quizzes. I'll tell you what, cheekily, I'll do you one more. This is a connections quiz.
Oh, you know I like a connection.
Yeah. So you need to work out what the connections are between all the answers to these questions. So Dumbledore is an old English word for which insect?
Dumbledore, I do know this. Not a butterfly, is it? No.
It's not.
Insect. Go on, what is it?
It's a bumblebee.
Bumblebee. Are they Transformers?
They're not. But
it was a good early buzz, though, wasn't it?
Second is, what word links dress, free and pants?
Pants.
Dress, free and pants. There's a word that can precede all of those.
pants. That's the outlier there, isn't it? I should be able to get it off that, shouldn't I?
Yes. Well,
seat of the pant. No,
that's a compliment. If you say, "Oh, he's very
fancy,
fancy pants." Yes,
fancy
dress, fancy free, and yeah. Fancy pants.
Oh, so, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Question number three is it's an anagram.
Oh no,
nine letters. Go variant worked out by map reader.
Go variant.
Yeah, worked out by map reader. So it's an anagram of go variant.
That means map reader.
That means map reader.
Navigator.
Very good. She's
flight off.
That is amazing. You got it after three. So the question number four was going to be, what is the state capital and largest city in Arizona?
Phoenix.
Yeah. And question five was, what tourist attraction in Rome connects the Piazza di Spagna with the Trinità dei Monti Church?
Flight of stairs.
Flight of steps. It's the Spanish steps. Yeah. So you're correct. They're all flights. Flight of the Bumblebee, Flight of Fancy, Flight of the Navigator, Flight of the Phoenix, and Flight of Steps.
There we go.
So
there's a lot going on there. How many rounds were there, did you say?
So hundreds. It's a really good, dense quiz book with lots of puzzles.
It's jam-packed.
And I fully approve. So that is The Ministry of Quizzes by David Gentle, with over 200 quizzes and puzzles to test your wits. And it's got a quote on the front from Daniel Radcliffe,
who
says,
goodness.
I find it impossible to believe you will not love this book.
Oh, well, that is a ringing endorsement, because he has written questions for Only Connect.
What, Daniel Radcliffe?
Actual Daniel Radcliffe.
What?
Yes. I'm not taking the piss either.
Really?
Seriously. It was on the end credits. Everyone went mental when it happened. Like, really, the same one? Yes. He's such a big fan, he's written in. So, Amanda, get him on the podcast.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
There we go. Well, and David Gentle also. It would be nice to see him on the pub quiz too.
Absolutely.
On the pub quiz? On the podcast?
It sounds like we should have him on our pub quiz too.
And on our pub quiz team. So yes, Ministry of Quizzes by David Gentle. So I also have another book, Jen, to recommend.
Lovely.
Which is, this is much more one that will help you to sort of obviously help you to host your own pub quiz.
Okay.
I think the David Gentle one would as well. But David Quantick, who is a brilliant comedy writer, has written a book which is called Quantick's Quite Difficult Quiz Book.
Oh,
and I have been to quizzes hosted by David Quantick, and he is a good host. And this is very much, it's very straightforward. It's just rounds and answers and rounds and answers. But it would really help you if you're trying to put together your own Christmas quiz. And he even gives you little hints on how to be a quiz master.
Oh, wonderful.
Including make sure each team writes their name on each of their answer sheets.
I mean, that is my classic sort of every time.
Practical stuff.
Oh.
And he suggests little audio rounds and stuff. So what I thought I would do is I will give you one of the audio rounds that he suggests.
Are you going to sing them?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Ill-advisedly, yes.
This is the quality content that the people at home pay their good money for.
Maybe I won't, actually. So you could get, if you got a clip from all of these songs, you would find they're all tributes to other songs.
Oh, wonderful.
Or other artists.
So there's several answers to each one. So it's name the artist.
So you would name the artist, name the song, and then you would name who it's a tribute to. But I'm going to tell you the artist and the song, and you tell me who it's a tribute to, okay? So I'll Be Missing You by P. Diddy.
That is a tribute to B.I.G.
The Notorious.
Well, yeah, it goes without saying that he's a Notorious.
That is correct. Gino by Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Gino Washington.
That is Gino Washington. Lady Stardust by David Bowie. Bowie. Sorry.
Bowie is the correct pronunciation.
Okay, I'm going to say Bowie.
Not that I'm staring at my collection of art on the wall, which is David Bowie.
We are looking at a lot of pictures of David Bowie. So. Yeah, so David Bowie's Lady Stardust was written in tribute to not a lady.
Not a lady. It would be. Oh, I don't know that.
It's Mark Bolan.
Oh, of course. I wanted to say that somehow on the depths of my instinct, but I was like, no. No, surely not. Oh, lovely.
And Four Horsemen by The Clash.
Oh.
This is a great answer.
Is it a tribute to themselves?
It is. It's a tribute to The Clash.
There we go.
That's like every time we sing the Fingers on Buzzers theme tune, it is a tribute to ourselves.
Next episode, we'll do the Fingers on Buzzers intro in the style of The Clash.
Good luck with that. Next, we have The Story of a Rock and Roll Band by Randy Newman.
Oh, good old Randy Newman, though. He's a very clever, witty guy.
This is
a comedy,
surprising...
isn't it? No, it's not a comedy answer.
It's not. It's
The Beatles.
Don't know. I don't even know where to begin with this one. Oh. So I'm just going to tell you, it's ELO.
Oh, wow.
Who I would not... When you say a rock and roll band...
They're not in my top 10.
No, I know. Weird, isn't it? And then finally, Pink Floyd's Shine On, You Crazy Diamond.
Oh, well, that's Syd Barrett, isn't it? Their original front man.
Yeah. So that, you know, it's a really good idea for a round because you have the round itself of identify the artiste and the song and an extra element.
Yeah, there's no wastage there, is there?
Yeah.
It's a nice theme for a music round with an extra element, and a lot of thought has gone into that.
Yeah, so there are lots
nice
of
one, Dave.
Lots of other similar things in David Quantick's quite hard quiz book, and they are hard questions, and I mean that is the whole point of it, is that it is actually, you know, they're not easy. But they are rewarding, that's good. And there are lots of Christmas-themed. Quantic's quite difficult quiz book. That's the actual name of it.
Wonderful.
So there. So now, and you have a publication to bring to our attention.
It's a publication.
Yes.
It's not a book.
Uh-huh.
It's a zine.
Ooh, take
me back. Do you remember them?
Well, do you know, I mean, I was all about the zines in my teens. I was a teen zine queen.
I've heard that about you. Yes, this zine is called Quizogyny.
Oh.
So it is a quizzing from a feminist standpoint, which I know that you'll approve of. I very much approve of it.
I do.
It's a collective based in Scotland. And you get a lovely little zine which has quizzes and interviews in it. And you also get a copy of their manifesto, which is all about reclaiming quiz as a political act and reclaiming it from the patriarchy. Because let's be honest, places like pubs where quizzes do take place are still rather a male preserve. So you are exhorted by Quizogyny to go to your local pub quiz, to go with all your mates, to stay till closing time. If you have to answer a question, you don't know the answer to it, write a female name in there. They do specify, don't write Margaret Thatcher, she doesn't count. But it is the recognition that women's activities are less likely to be rewarded, recorded and remembered. So putting more women front and centre in quiz, whether that's answering the questions or being part of the questions or writing the questions or hosting the quiz, it's really, really important.
Yeah.
But there are loads of lovely questions in each copy of their zine. So this issue I'm looking at has general knowledge. It has herstory.
Nice.
It has a lovely puzzles and pictures bit and a music round, which is lyrics. So
yes, please.
Oh, well, your little face lit up.
Oh, you saw me.
I know you like a lyrics quiz. They're tough. They are tough.
Okay.
First lines.
Mm-hmm.
Name the song and the artist.
Yep.
So number one, the name of this tune is blank. And I mean every word of it.
Ooh.
There's two words. This is very, very tough.
Well, the name of this tune is... Yeah, I mean, I literally don't know.
It's by Nina Simone.
Ooh.
And the song is Mississippi Goddam.
Oh, my gosh, I did know that.
And they've said Miss Simone recorded the definitive version of many songs, but wrote surprisingly few. She believed that this protest song harmed her career. Mm. It's also difficult to find any of her songs without the title in the first line. So that's the example. Every other one is a first line without the title of the song in. So number two, just like the white winged dove sings a song.
Just sounds like the white winged dove sings, sounding like it's singing. It's Stevie Nicks. It's Fleetwood Mac.
It's Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks. Yeah, because of course it's
So obviously the theme is that these songs were written and performed by women.
If I keep doing that, it's not going to come to me.
I can tell you that the title of the song 17. Comes from Edge of 17.
Edge of 17.
So it's a mishearing. Stevie was talking to Tom Petty's wife, and she was telling them how they met. And she said that they met at the age of 17, but because she's got this thick Texas accent, Stevie didn't understand. She said edge of 17, but that's only much more romantic.
Yeah.
I was on the edge of 17. She wrote a whole song based around that line, which is lovely, isn't it? The next line, it's in the trees, it's coming.
Well, it's Kate Bush, and it is...
she doesn't sing that bit. it's a yeah. clip, isn't it?
It is, yes, and it's the one where...
When I was a child, running in the night.
It's like, it's not... Afraid is it of Hounds what? Of Love? Is it?
It's Hounds of Love.
It is, yeah. Yes.
Wonderful. And last night I was dreaming. I was locked in a prison cell.
Oh, yes, I know it. I know it, I know it.
When I woke up, I was screaming.
Oh.
Calling out your
prison
name.
Prison cell, when I woke up, I was screaming, calling out your name. Oh, and the judge and the jury, they all put the blame on me. They wouldn't go for my story. They wouldn't hear my plea. Only you can... So it's Guilty of Loving the First Degree by Bananarama.
It took a long time to get there, but we got there in the end.
It was fun getting there, though.
It was beautiful. And finally, Candlelight and Soul Forever. A dream of you and me together. Say you believe it. Say you believe it. That was a dramatic reading of that. Actually, it's very dramatic and weighty when you say it like that. And that's the opposite of this song.
Okay. Candlelight.
Candlelight and Soul Forever. A dream of you and me together.
Oh, it does feel, yeah, it's sort of...
It's a festive ballad, I would say. It was a Christmas number one.
Oh. By a woman.
By women.
By women.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know.
No, Amanda, you know this.
I know it, but I...
Go and do
the light and soul forever.
Oh, yeah, dream the Spice of Girls, of course.
Say you believe it. Say you believe it.
I still can't. Da, 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 da. To become.
You needed literally the dance.
Yes, it's To Become One by the Spice Girls.
Oh, so that is an example of a female centered round in quizogeny, which you'll get several rounds of quizzing. You'll get a lovely interview. You'll get some political stuff and some calls to action of how you can help the cause of feminism in quiz, because, you know, we've got a lot of ground to make up. I know we're a female-centred quiz podcast, but we're still in a minority of people who are, you know, passionate about quiz and out there. So I would say get on. I bought my subscription from Etsy.
Okay.
And I got some wonderful badges, which are saying more women in quizzing and being a woman in a pub is a political act. Absolutely lovely. And a little trophy. And it says, and no one is a winner in the patriarchy. Nice. Which is absolutely true because, boys, you're as much a victim as we are. Anyway, quizogeny, highly recommend. Lots of lovely quiz content and a lot to think about.
Amazing. Well, those should all be on your Christmas lists. Right, it is time, Jen, for another listener quiz. Yay. And this one has been sent in by Jamie Shoesmith.
Hello, Jamie. Thank you very much for sending us a lovely quiz.
We are.
I hope it's a lovely quiz.
I'm sure it will be.
It is a lovely quiz. And it's general knowledge, I would say, but it does tie up at the end. So, it's a really well thought out quiz. Well done, Jamie. So, question number one, let's just dive straight. Oh, what are your buzzers, actually? What are we going to do for this?
Wah, wah, wah.
Ding.
Great. Okay. Right. Lovely. Question number one. Who starred as the character Richmond in the Channel 4 series, Ding! The IT Crowd?
Noel Fielding.
Was Noel Fielding, absolutely.
Oh, very good.
Moving straight on to question number two. Which notorious criminal is associated with the helter-skelter prediction of an impending race war?
Charles Manson. These are all very home questions for me so far.
There we go. She loves Noel Fielding.
Noel Fielding and Charles,
she loves Charles Manson. So.
She loves a bit of murder and she loves a little bit of surreal comedy. So they're all good for her.
Question number three. Which skyscraper was the tallest building in the world until it lost its title in 1972? It was the first to have more than 100 floors. Go for it.
I'm going to go for the Empire State Building.
And you would be right to do that. Yep.
So Empire State.
72 seemed like quite an early...
Yeah. You know,
that was,
there's
was
the World Trade Center open.
Question number four. Which dinosaur's name translates as Swift Caesar from Latin?
Swift Caesar. Ding! Velociraptor.
Correct.
Yes.
Nice. Very nice. Question number five. In which English city can you find the National Space Centre?
Ding! Leicester.
Indeed, absolutely. Nice. So,
you've absolutely swept the board there.
So, the final question is, what's the musical connection to these five answers? So, the five answers are
Noel Fielding. Yeah.
Charles Manson, Empire State Building, Velociraptor, and Leicester.
Velociraptor is a real outlier in there, isn't it? I mean, that's how I solve walls on OnlyConnect. You look for the outlier.
Right. Yeah, like,
what can the fewest things go with?
This is a great tip.
Good tip. Yeah.
Velociraptor, they were all female in Jurassic Park. Good girl. Clever girl.
So the musical connection to these five answers.
So Noel Fielding.
Is it the Noel or the Fielding?
It's Noel Fielding as a person.
Oh. Mighty Boosh.
No. So it connects all five of these answers.
Kasabian.
Yes.
Hey, of course it is. Charles Manson. Yes. Linda Kasabian was one of his family.
Fielding starred in various videos and has appeared on stage with the band.
They're from Leicester.
The band's name derives from Linda Kasabian. The band had a single and album titled Empire and Velociraptor, and they hail from Leicester.
I will tell you a fact about Kasabian.
Please.
I went to the final of the World Snooker Championships, and they were seen in the row behind me.
Whoa.
With James Harkin, friend of the show. No, that he was sitting with me, not with them.
Kasabian wished so cool. That he was sitting with them and that you were sitting with them. Well, my goodness. I mean, after that massive name drop... I really don't think we can go anywhere from there.
That was lovely. Yeah. Jamie, are you a member of Kasabian? Because that was very niche, but also very gettable.
Really
I enjoyed
good
that.
Quiz. Really good quiz. Thank you so much, Jamie. And listeners, please send in more quizzes. We love them. Well, thank you for listening, listeners.
That's what listeners do. The clues in the job title.
Listeners, thank you for listening. That was your job. You did it well. And our job was to bring you...
We did mediocre.
Well, yeah. You know, we brought you some listener quizzes, which was... They were very good.
That was the listener's job.
Jamie Shoesmith and...
Peter Spencer. They're very good. Very good themed quizzes, both.
Yes, they...
In different ways.
They acquitted their responsibilities very well.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you will have enjoyed our recommendations for books and publications to see you through the Christmas quizzing period.
Oh, yeah. I certainly have. I'm straight to the bookshop or website of my choice to...
Quantick's and David Gentles. All the Davids. Buy a quiz book, buy a David. Or go for the Quizogeny zine.
Yeah.
So, gorgeous listeners, we are going to have a couple of weeks just preparing your Christmas treats, aren't we, Jenny?
Oh, there's a lot of preparation going into our Christmas special. So, yeah, we'll leave you to your Christmas shopping, whether it's online or in person. And working out your secret Santas and everything. And
getting on your sequins, going out, having a spray tan.
Trim that tree. That's a couple of days in itself, that, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
You've got to savour that moment. So once all that's out the way and you can settle down with your glass of mulled wine or beverage of your choice, just mull it, make it mulled.
Mulled iron brew, if you're in Scotland.
Oh, you've given me ideas now. I'm going to mull some iron brew.
Well, we'll be doing our Christmas special with the mulled drinks in hand. So we'll tell you all about our mulled drinks. And I have just a little hint for you. I've managed to procure the Nick Knowles Who Dares Wins tie-in board game.
So,
if that doesn't get you listening, I don't know what will. And what date is it going to be, Jen, that we appear for Christmas?
Our Christmas special will be just a week before Christmas. It's the 17th of December. It's our usual FOB Friday, the 17th of December. You'll be able to gather your family around the radiogram or device of your choice to listen to the Christmas special. Or you can save it up if you want for Christmas Day, a little treat.
Just join us at some point over the festive period, and then we will be back with a new series very soon into, and I cannot believe I'm going to say this, 2022.
Unbelievable.
What? The future.
Unbelievable.
Why? We'll be on hoverboards and eating all our meals in pill form, because I guess that's what's going to happen in 2022. Yeah,
absolutely. That's the future. It's here. It's nearly here.
It's nearly here. So, yes, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. But until then, we love you very much. Goodbye from...
Fingers on Buzzers.
Bye.
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman, with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.